I'm glad especially to welcome visitors and guests whom we might have with us. We're glad you're here and hope you'll join us. Several people have commented to me about empty parking lots and the few people here, and somebody just told me that they're serving free pizza down the road and everybody's down there. And I'm thinking, oh, you're going to love this. Sarah was going for the free pizza, but see, I'm serving free bread and wine. You can go get pizza if you want. You'll stick with the bread and wine. Last week, the announcements ran so long that I'm splitting last week's time with this week's time. Reed to go and serve. Actually, you can't get away quite that easily. Shannon would like to talk about family promise.
Today is a big day. We have two families out, and we'll be opening our doors and our hearts to them. And so we will be setting up directly after worship today. We'll be setting up two bedrooms and a family room. If you are able to assist, we'd greatly appreciate it. We have beds that need to be made. We have some touches, just personal touches to be made, and also information.
Thank you, Shannon. Sarah.
Pizza sounds delicious. along with hosting our families for Family Promise, our refugee family will also be arriving this week. They arrive into the U.S. on Wednesday, but will be arriving into Colombia on Thursday at 2. If you are interested and willing and your schedule allows to be at the airport on Thursday, we would love for you to there is no limit on the amount of people we can have there to welcome the family. Do know this is not a meet and greet time. This family has been traveling for quite a long time, but we do want the show of love and support to be enormous for them. There's a sign-up sheet on the table, and that is purely so that if their flight is delayed or something happens, we're able to get in contact with you if you are planning to come and join us. Please write your name down and maybe a phone number that we can contact you with so that we can let you know if things change or whatever like that. There are also a few items that we're still needing. Those lists are out there and have been updated, so please check those out. I've already had a question this morning about donations as far as like monetary or gift cards. If you would like to do that, you're more than welcome to. We promise that they will go to the items for the family and things that haven't been donated. So if you would like to give us a gift card to Walmart or Target or something like that, or a check that would go to our fund, that's how that would be set. Also, we'll be setting up their apartment on Wednesday. So they arrive on Thursday. We want their apartment to be set up on Wednesday. We'll be setting up between 9 and 10 a.m. and we'll let you know a more specific time once we know what time you can get the key. But if you're able that morning to come and help set up, please let us know as well. There's a sign-up sheet for all of that. I know you guys have sign-up sheets and clipboards and pens, and you have a plethora of them out there for you with different color pens, so have fun. And write it in fun ways. So, anyway, if you have any questions, please find me on our list. We are more than happy and try to answer as many questions so that we can get the information out to you as well. Thanks.
Sarah? I really do have a question. This gets asked a lot. Where's the apartment going to be?
It's at Colony East, which is just down the road to St. Andrews towards...
I don't know where Colony East is. That way's Broad River.
Broad River, right?
That way. Broad
yeah,
River's that way.
That way, Broad River. Not we are
Now we all know where they're going to be. Exactly. All right, let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation. Amen. Let us come into the revealing and healing light of God. God of grace and glory, you have brought us through the night of sin into the light of Jesus' resurrection. Yet our lives are still shattered by sin. Make us alive in Christ, O God. Make us new as you make all things new. Rescue us from evil and the gloom of sin. Renew us in grace and restore us to living in your holiness. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Known to all and his disciples in the breaking of the bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite the children to come forward for the children's sermon. Good morning, Lily. Good morning. Thank you for coming to the children's sermon. It's good to see you both. I brought a game with me this morning. Have you ever played this game? No? Do you see what it's called? Spot It. Let me show you how to play. It's one of our favorite games at my house. So you each get a card. We'll just play a short game. We'll get one card each. Now, I'm going to flip this card over. Take your card and look at it. Now, see if you can find a picture on your card that matches a picture on this card. You can? So when you see that picture, you say, spot it.
Spot it.
Which one is it?
The clock.
You see the clock? And it's on this card, too. Good job. You know, sometimes it's a speed game. It's one of those games where you flip the card and you try to match it before the other person who's playing. So sometimes it's really hard to find the picture. It's hard to spot it. You ever play that kind of game before? It's kind of fun. But it can be hard to spot the picture or the thing you're looking for. So today we're going to hear a story about disciples who are walking on a road, and they're walking right beside Jesus. But guess what? That's right, Lily. You know your Bible stories. They don't know they're walking beside Jesus. And do you know when they see that it's Jesus? That's right. When Jesus broke the bread, they said, "We spot Jesus." Right, they saw him. You guys are so good. Did you talk about this in Sunday school this morning? Yes? Well, good job learning and paying attention. Anyway, so that was my children's sermon, and you guys got it. High five. High five. Next week you can do it, okay? Yeah? So we see Jesus here at church. Where do we see Jesus? I'll give you a hint. It kind of has to do with the story. Yes, in our heart. And I'll give you a hint. It's when we break the bread. Communion. Good job, Lily. I want you today to remember that we need to look for Jesus too. And when we see Jesus, we can say, right. Let us pray. Dear God, you can repeat after me if you want to. Okay. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the gift of spotting Jesus where we see him. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming. What's your name again? It's good to meet you. See you next week, right? Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and to the apostles, "Brothers, what should we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed his message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The second lesson is a reading from 1 Peter. If you invoke as Father the one who judges all people impartially according to their deeds, live in reverent fear during the time of your exile. You know that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without defect or blemish. He was destined before the foundation of the world, but was revealed at the end of the ages for your sake. Through him you have come to trust in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are set on God. Now that you have purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, so that you have genuine mutual love, love one another deeply from the heart. You have been born anew, not of perishable, but of imperishable seed, through the living and enduring word of God. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, on that same day, when Jesus had appeared to Mary Magdalene, two disciples were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer in these things and then enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself and all the scriptures." As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
But we had hoped. You can hear the disappointment, the sadness, the regret in Cleopas' words. There on that dusty road between Jerusalem and Emmaus, Cleopas and another disciple trudged along with heavy hearts, not sure what to make of all the events in Jerusalem that week, or what to make of the wild rumor spreading through those they knew as believers that Jesus had risen. Who could believe a thing like that? After all, death is death. There is no more. And about then, Jesus himself came up and started walking with them, but they didn't recognize him. After all, who looks for the dead among the living? And that's when Jesus asked about what they were discussing. Cleopas couldn't believe his ears. Are you the only person in Jerusalem who doesn't know about what has been going on? Jesus replied, "What?" And then Cleopas told all about Jesus, how he was a man of God, and how he had been handed over to suffer and die. Then he said, "But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." But we had hoped. We had hoped that Jesus would be the Savior we longed for. We had hoped that Jesus would be God's answer to our hearts' cries. We had hoped that Jesus would be the source of life. We had hoped that Jesus would make justice in our world and establish peace. We had hoped that Jesus would draw us close to God. We had hoped that Jesus would be our Messiah. But now he is dead. But we had hoped. But we had hoped. We know all about that, don't we? Our lives are full of missed hopes, failed dreams, forgotten promises, and lonely regrets. We had hoped that the doctor would say benign. We had hoped that counseling would save our marriage. We had hoped for that new job to come through. We had hoped that our child would come home. We had hoped that we could figure out a way and not have to worry all the time. We had hoped. We had hoped. We had hoped. Then the most stunning thing happened. As those two disciples neared their destination, the stranger they were walking with acted as if he were going on, but they implored him to stay. And as they ate the meal, he broke the bread, blessed it, and gave it to them, and they suddenly realized it was Jesus. How could they not have realized it as they walked along? How could they not have realized it as Jesus opened the scriptures to them about the Messiah and how he would suffer and die and rise just as Jesus had done? How could they not have realized until the breaking of the bread that Jesus was there, that Jesus was really present with them? How could they not have realized that Jesus had been present with them all along the way? How could they not have realized that the answer to their "but we had hoped" had never forsaken them? How could they not have realized that he was near? But we had hoped. Many of you know that one of my favorite things to do is to ask you from time to time a simple question. If you could be there to witness any event in the life of Jesus, what would it be and why? Most often, the answer I get is perhaps the story of the walking on the water or some other miracle. But if you were to ask me that same question, this story is my answer. I love the sudden surprise of recognizing the risen Jesus. But even more, I love that Jesus is near even when we don't realize it. And even more, I love that all those hopes and dreams that we thought were lost are made new. And even more than that, I love that Jesus is made known to them in the breaking of the bread. And even more than that, I love that in the breaking of the bread, Jesus is made known to us. Jesus is revealed to us. Jesus is near to us. Every week, right here. Every week, right here. But we had hoped. We can hope because of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Risen and glorious Lord, we pray for the worldwide church. Remove all stumbling blocks that keep us from sharing your love. Raise up faithful servants to lead and teach your people. Heal all divisions as you unite us at your table and open our eyes to your love through the breaking of the bread. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we pray for the earth. Protect the wild animals whose environments are endangered. Bring sunshine and sufficient rainfall for fields, pastures, and orchards so that they may bear fruit. Bless those who labor those fields that bring food to our tables. Lord, in your mercy. God of all vision, we pray for the nations. Give leaders wisdom and courage to work for the common good. Strengthen disaster relief workers, peacemakers, and all whose contributions to society go unnoticed. We especially pray for all who are making it possible for refugee families to make it to lands of safety. Lord, in your mercy. God of all hope, we pray for those in need. Draw near to those who have lost hope. Provide food for the hungry and shelter for those who need safe housing. We lift up the families who join us this week through the ministry of Family Promise, and for all families who are suffering loss in any way. We ask for your comfort upon all who are sick, suffering, or grieving, especially those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. God of grace, we give you thanks for our brothers and sisters gathered here today, and for all the Spirit-led ministry that you breathe into this place. Empower our ministries through your word and strengthen us for the journey ahead through the bread and wine at your table. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples, receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God, we praise you for creating the heavens and the earth. We bless you for bringing Noah and his family through the waters of the flood, for freeing your people Israel from the bonds of slavery, and for sending your Son to be our Redeemer. We give you thanks for Jesus, who living among us healed the sick, fed the hungry, and with a love stronger than death gave his life for others. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life-giving death and glorious resurrection, we await your promised life for all this dying world. Breathe your Spirit on us and on this bread and cup. Carry us in your arms from death to life, that we may live as your chosen ones, clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Life-giving God, in the mystery of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.